Panopticon probs are plaguing us. Persistent altering of the nascence on the part of Plato's tribesmen in an insistent, continuous offensive on numbers. That's what this is all about. That's why the suppression of speech on the numbers of us who long for freedom. So I hope you reread those. That's all in a sense suppressed, but there was a particular effort, it seemed to me, to suppress the January 11, 18, 25, and February 1 and 8, 2015, and this one we should add probably, because the footnotes don't work, the code, and believe me, spent a lot of time trying to fix it, which means you can't just select it in the menu, and at any point, who knows, we could start working again, but not as of yesterday. So you have to like keep scrolling down, and I've made it more confusing perhaps by putting the archival shows, the ones I just mentioned, at the bottom. And without the footnotes, navigation is challenging, but I hope you ponder. These are the shows that have taken for their subject matter the challenge of becoming a global one, a global humanity that works together to move us all along to a new social arrangement based on cooperation. But it looks like these are going to be with us, these hazards and blocks. So rather than each week bother you with a lament about them, I'll open each show with that acronym, Panopticon Probs Endure, sisters and brothers. So you know that it's continuing. And I hope you also know, I'm sure you do, that the problems and punishments for putting out the message of this site go well beyond text tampering. While not all of us experience the class system as direct repression, i.e. experience its repressiveness consciously, or receive its more blatant punishments, we are all experiencing this horror that has never been named, and that is in itself a particular horror of class, its hiddenness, that its assault on our humanness is never acknowledged, spoken out loud as being such. This is what I meant by children carrying this weight of being lost in lies for a lifetime. It's so devastating. That's waste that we cannot let go on. That's love for us that needs to come before we can say we love our earth and that we're trying to save the planet. The earth here, right inside, is the earth we got to save first. All of us are experiencing the false limits imposed on us, which now, with great determination, we are struggling beyond, recognizing that what is key is our working together to do this globally.